This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome once again to Between the Keys. If you've been listening to this program on a regular basis, you've probably figured out by now that I am an avid collector of piano recordings, and I'm a real piano buff. I'm always on the lookout for performances that are well worth hearing, yet are not always easy to find, or performances that might feature pianists whose names are not familiar. For example, there was a Hungarian pianist named Agi Jambor, born in 1909. She died in 1997. She was a war refugee who participated in the resistance when the Nazis invaded Hungary, and eventually she came to the United States. She actually was married to the actor Claude Rains for a very short time, and she made a handful of recordings for the Capitol label in the late 1950s. She became kind of a recluse in her later years, but she was rediscovered not long before her death. So let's listen to Agi Jambor play the Fantasia in C minor by J.S. Bach. Thank you. Music of J.S. Bach, the Fantasia in C minor, BWV 906, performed by pianist Aggie Jambor. I've featured recordings by the French pianist Eric Heidsieck on this program before. I especially like the spontaneity and the rhythmic surges that characterize his Mozart playing. Eric Heidsieck recorded Mozart's piano sonatas in the early 1990s, and they appeared on the Japanese Victor label, and they have long been out of print. Let's hear the presto finale from the G major sonata, Kerschel 283. Pianist Eric Heidsieck, in a 1991 recording for Japanese Victor, the presto finale from Mozart's piano sonata in G major, Kerschel 283. We are featuring rare and hard-to-find performances this hour on Between the Keys. Next, we have another Hungarian pianist, Edith Farnady. She was born in 1921. She died in 1973. And she made many, many recordings for the Westminster label in the 1950s, including Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsodies. I think these were recorded in 1953. Anyway, they were reissued briefly on CD, but you can't find this set anymore on CD. Fortunately, I have it in my collection. In this performance I'm going to share with you of the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 3, she brings an unusual intensity and a big, big sound to this music. Let's listen, pianist Edith Farnady playing Liszt.
Thank you.
music of Franz Liszt, the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 3 with pianist Edith Farnady. That's a recording for the Westminster label from around 1953. From that same year, the German pianist Eduard Erdmann set down the first group of Schubert's impromptus. Eduard Erdmann was a composer as well as a pianist. Let's hear the impromptu in E-flat of Schubert. Major of Franz Schubert, performed by Eduard Erdmann. He was a German pianist and composer, born in 1896. He died in 1958. That comes from a German radio recording dating around 1953, and it came out on the Electrola label in the 1970s on LP. I am not certain if it's ever been on CD or not. Perhaps it has been, but this is from my LP transfer. One of Erdmann's students was Alois Kontorski, who had an exceptional two-piano team with his younger brother, Alphonse Kontorski, who also studied with Erdmann. They both specialized in new music. Alphonse Kantorsky recorded Charles Ives' Concord Sonata in the 1960s. This performance has never been on CD, yet I think it's still one of the best recordings of this work. We're going to hear the third movement, which is named for the Alcotts, who represented the inner circle of the American Transcendentalists movement. Music of Charles Ives with pianist Alois Kantorsky.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of Charles Ives' Concord Sonata. This movement is titled The Alcotts, and we heard it performed by pianist Alois Kantorsky in a recording from the 1960s that's never been reissued on CD. It came out on LP on the Time record label, and I have the LP in my collection. I hope it will be transferred to CD or some digital format soon. Also, what has never been reissued, as far as I know, is an early recording from the late 1920s by the Franco-American pianist E. Robert Schmitz. He was an editor and a scholar who wrote an important book about the piano music of Claude Debussy. Now, do you say Debussy or Debussy? Somebody sent me an email complaining about how I constantly mispronounce this composer. Anyway, let's hear E. Robert Schmitz perform two movements from Debussy's Children's Corner Suite, The Little Shepherd and the Gollywog's Cakewalk. This is a 1928 recording on the Edison label, and just warning you about the big surface noise from the old 78s from which I had this transferred. Thank you. a 1928 recording for the Edison label with pianist E. Robert Schmitz, who was born in 1889 and he died in 1949. This was music from Debussy's Children's Corner Suite. We heard The Little Shepherd and The Gollywog's Cakewalk. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This hour, I've been going through my rather vast collection of rare and hard to find, yet I think very worthy piano performances. Around 20 years ago, the EMI label reissued quite a few recordings that the pianist Rudolf Verkushny had made for the Capitol label in the 1950s. I was lucky to get hold of these CDs before they went out of print. Here's a lovely performance of the Intermezzo in A-flat, Opus 76, No. 3 by Johannes Brahms, pianist Rudolf Verkushny. Pianist Rudolf Verkushny, that was a 1950s recording of Brahms' Intermezzo in A-flat, Opus 76, No. 3, recorded for the Capitol label. It was reissued on CD in the 1990s, and it's long out of print. Brahms owed a lot to Robert Schumann, whose Opus 21 Novelettin are not performed as often as I think they should be. I like the scampering and almost gnomish quality of the third novelette, which we will hear performed by Nikolai Demidenko. The third novelette from Opus 21 of Robert Schumann with pianist Nikolai Demidenko. That was from a recording for a small label called Sanctus, and it's been out of print for some time, although it's not all that difficult to find through second-hand dealers. When Emmanuel Axe joined us for Between the Keys recently, he spoke about some of his close pianist friends who were classmates at Juilliard in the late 1960s, including a fantastic pianist, Joseph Villa, who unfortunately died way too young. I think it was in the late 1980s that Joe Villa recorded music of Scriabin for the Dante label, and I'd like to share a selection of the Opus 42 Etudes with you now, pianist Joseph Villa. Thank you. We just heard the late Joseph Villa, recordings of etudes by Scriabin from the composer's Opus 42. I hope you've been enjoying this program of rare items from my collection of piano recordings, and I thought we could finish with the third and final movement from Bartók's Piano Concerto No. 3, really exuberant music, and I have a wonderful performance here, recorded in 1971 with the North German Radio Orchestra conducted by Ferdinand Leitner, and it features one of my favorite pianists today, Nelson Ferreri. Thank you. pianist Nelson Ferreri in the third and final movement from Béla Bartók's Piano Concerto No. 3, with Ferdinand Leitner conducting the North German Radio Orchestra. That's a 1971 recording, and it brings to a close our episode this week devoted to rare and hard to find yet very worthwhile piano recordings. You've been tuned in to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to being with you next week at this time. Until then, stay well, be compassionate, and please be kind.